Even if you want to say our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Again, Rabbi Yehuda was the one that said, Toiv mizeh mizeh neidur mishalim. Rabbi Yehuda says, Mashm, it's a good thing to make nedarim, as long as you're sure you'll pay it back. So, it's not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah's Mashm only kenidra rishoyim. Only a Rasha makes nedarim. Mashm ksherim don't make nedarim. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, even a kosher person could make nedarim, as long as he pays it up. So, let's try now Mishnah. Nothing more says no. Afilu teiru Rabbi Yehuda. Kiyom Rabbi Yehuda bin Adava. When does Rabbi Yehuda say it's a good thing a kosher person would make it? It means only a Nadavi would make it. But the neder lo yomar. By a neder, Rabbi Yehuda agrees you're not supposed to make a neder. For the Gemara of Oktoni was learned. Toiv mizeh mizeh neder umakayim. It's talking about clearly about a neder. Master Rabbi Yehuda says even to make nedarim, if you know for sure you'll be mekayim, you'll do it, it's okay. So Gemara says, Echnami toni neder umakayim. In Rabbi Yehuda, we have to change the gears and says it means neidav umekayim. If somebody makes a nedova, and like the Ran says, it means you really, really mean it, b'lev showing, that's okay. Then we're not afraid he won't be mekayim it. That's all right. For the Gemara, now, maishino neider, deloi, do mosel bolo de to call it the kasha now again, the same kasha you had before, now in Rabbi Yehuda. Why do you say in nedorim? You're not supposed to make, because you have to be afraid. Maybe something will happen, you won't be able to mekayim it, you'll be over the lava by Yacherum. The dover nami, maybe the dover also, even though you have good intentions, but maybe something will come out, you won't be able to do it. You make a korvin, maybe you'll be over by Tacha, something will happen, you won't be able to bring it so fast. So then the Gemara says, Yabudu Ataymei, the Yomar, Oda Mevi Kitzel, Yazoro Magdisha, V'soymecholo V'shoich, like we had before. Have you also was like that? When you make it a dava, don't make it in your house, and then we have to be afraid. Maybe you won't bring it a time you'll be able to Baltacher. But rather, first bring it a Makdashit right near the base of Middash. Teinech Nadova, the Kabonis, Nadova, the Nazirus Michael. Meimar, the Buddha time, the time, the Buddha Weimar. Chasidim or Rishonim, Hoye Mesavim Lahovi Korban Chatis. That the Buddha has another pshat, why sometimes it's good to become a Nazir. Buddha says Chasidim or Rishonim, but Dafku wants to bring Korban Chatis. The Chattis you can only bring if you did an Aveira. Now the Chassidim or Rishonim never did Averis, so they felt bad that this one Korban Chattis we can never bring, and they wanted to bring a Korban Chattis. So they're not going to eat Chelev because of that. They don't have the right to do an Aveira, but they wanted to be able to bring a Korban Chattis. So what do? Is Ma Yoisin Oimdim Umisnadvin Nazirus Lamokim, they decided to become a Nazir. The loch of a nazir is after the 30 days you have to bring a korban chatas. And then she is chayv a korban chatas l'mokim. And such a person, it's a chassid like that, that the whole reason why he became a nazir is because he wants to have this chus to bring a korban chatas. Such a person is a big chassid, a big tzaddik, like the Ran said before, he's doing it. B'leib sholem, he'll zicha b'mekayim his neder. He we don't have to be afraid of, he won't do what he's supposed to do. So therefore, by such a person is no shayla from what they call him. You were holding that Yudah Medalef. Again, we said now, our Mishnah could even go according to Rabbi Yehuda, and that Yehuda said was by Nedova. Mashenkin, by a Neder, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that you should not make a Neder. Only Nedova was Mutter. Now, that will follow 10 lines down. Rabbi Shimon says, Loi Nidroi Ben Nozir. It doesn't mean to say the Mishnah, he made a Neder become a Nozir. It means, you know, Rabbi Shimon saying the Chasidim, that the Yehuda before said that the Chassidim or Rishonim are Yemisavun or be Korban Chatas. The Yehuda said that the Chassidim or Rishonim wanted to bring a Korban Chatas, and you could only bring it if you did an Aveira, and the Chassidim don't do Aveiras. So how did they bring a Korban Chatas? They made themselves into a Nazir in order to be able to bring a Korban Chatas. That's what the Yehuda hold. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Loi Nazir ben Nazir. No, that's not what they did. Chassidim or Rishonim would not make themselves to become a Nazir. Elo, what did they do? They did like this rather. Haroitze lahavi oila misnadev umevi. Whoever wants to bring a korban oila, very good. You can bring a bateras and a dova, a present. They used to make a nedova, and they brought a korban oila. Shlomim, whoever wanted to bring a korban shlomim, misnadev, let him make a nedova, a present, umevi, and he brings a shlomim. Toida, If somebody wants to bring a korban toida also like a shlamim, but it has the arbo mine lachma, it has four different types of breads with it, each one 10, 40 lechems come with the korban toida, is misnadev, a person could do this. Or maybe let him bring it. Avo benizirus lohis nadvu. That's where Shimon Shita. Shimon says, the chassidim did not make themselves into another. Kedei shelo yigrol choytim, that they should not be called a choyta. It's an avera by states to become a nazir. Shenem, what the pasuk says, v'chipur olav, you have to have a kapor, you have to be forgiven. Me'asher chota al hanofesh. There's a did a chet, that this nefesh, the person that made himself into a nazir, did a chet, did something wrong. I will soon see what it is. So Kitzur of Shimon says that the Hasidim did not make themselves into a nazir. Serechnam yikorben chatas they never brought. Shos an oilod or shlomim or toida that could be brought to terrorist a present that they used to bring. Now the Gemara says Omer Abaye says you should know Shimon at tzaddik that we had before for Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Loza Kaper is kulam all these three people hold shita achasein benazir. They all hold like one sheet to one svar about a nazir is that choyte heve. A person that makes himself into a nazir is called a chayte. It's called he's doing something wrong. Shimon at tzaddik, Rabbi Shimon Hodi Amorin. Shimon at tzaddik, that's the Gemara we had before. So Ran speaks out, it's not a total chet, because Rabbi Shimon at tzaddik, he did not want to eat from the carbon osham that a nazir tomei brought. Now the Shimon HaTzadik said that a Nazir that became Tomei, he Nistam has Charotta that he became a Nazir, and his Korban Hashem is not a good one. So that's like a Choyta. So Rav Shimon HaTzadik only said it about a Nazir Tomei. But I call upon him in the Pasha of Nazirus, he holds his Indian of a Chet. We have a Shimon now, that we just learned, Todi Amorim, that he says the Chassidim HaRishonim did not make himself into a Nazir. Because you're called a Choyta to make yourself into a Nazir. Because you're being Mitzar yourself, you're giving yourself some pain. Now Rabbi Elazar HaKaf of Revi, where is he? The Tanya will learn like this. Rabbi Elazar HaKaf of Revi Yomer, he says, the Pasuk says, L'chipa Rolov, Me'asher Choto Al HaNofesh, that this Nozir did a chet to his nefesh, to his soul. Is the question, V'chibieze Nefesh Choto Zeh? What did this Nozir do wrong? A person that made himself into a Nozir, and he kept all the Alochis, he was Noi Kedinoi, so why is he called a Choto? Elo, Rav Loza Kappa says, Shetziyar Atzum in Ayayin, he put himself into pain. For this person, he's a person usually used to drinking a lot. For him to make himself like not to drink wine for 30 days is tsar, it's pain. And putting yourself into pain is called a chayta. So don't be mistaken. Avadir, it's kedai to do it, because the gain you'll have is better than the loss you can have. So avadir, it's kedai to become a nazir. What you'll gain, you're better off. But I call upon him, while you are a Nazir, it's called the Ksas Choyt, it's called you're doing something wrong, that you're giving yourself tsar pain. And he says now, V'yaloi dvorim kavachoyim, yaza kavachoyimah. O mazeh, shaloi tzir atzim elim en ayayin, a Nazir, that only holds himself back from drinking wine. Nikra Choyta, he's called the Ksas Chet, that he's giving himself pain. Ha metzayir atzimah, mikol dobro alachas kama v'kama. If somebody holds himself back like by fasting and not eating at all, for sure it's called the Ksas Choyta. And Mikan, from here we learn out, that called Hayesha Betainis. Whoever accepts upon himself to be Betainis, to have to fast, he should know Nikra Choyta. He's called the Ksas Choyta. Nikra Choyta. The pshat is when you mitzari yourself, again, even though it's kedai to do it, it could be the gain you have from fasting is a tremendous gain. But I'll call upon him while you are fasting, if you makabel upon yourself, Rishayim the Dover, not a tainus sibur, your own tainus, a ksas choyte you are called, that you mitzai yourself. Now, so that's trato, these three man yom will hold a nozir, has the ksas chet involved. For yadei fret gemara, vadein kura benozir tomiksiv, I, this posik that says, v'chiprolo mi'asher choto, al hanofesh, the posik is talking about a nozir that became tomei. So why do we dash in a regular nazir also? So where it says, Mishum deshona b'chetahu. A nazir that's tomei, by him it's terrible. Like he's doing like two chatoyim. Like first of all, he was mitzayir himself. And secondly, the fact he became tomei, he has to postpone his nazirus a little bit longer, seems like making himself longer mitzayir. So he's called the bigger chet. But einachanami, a regular nazir, even though you only keep 30 days b'tayra, still a ksas chayti you are called. Because the mice you gave yourself pain, So that's called the Ksas Chayit. You have to bring a korban for that. That's the reason why you bring a korban chattis. But like we said, even though Avad is Kedai to do it, but Lamaisi, you call the Ksas Chayit. So that's the Mishnah. So I'm a lechaver, if somebody says to his friend, now we're going to explain now what Kinuyim are. Up until now, we're explaining Yodos. Yodos was when you start off, we finish it for you. Now we go to explain the part of the Mishnah about Kinuyim, a nickname. We'll soon see what Kinuyim are. But the Mishnah says, O'im al-Khaveroi, Koinein means this bread should be Koinem alai, or else Koinuch, or else Koinos, is Harei Elu Kinuyim al-Korbin. These Lashainas are all Kinuyim for a Korbin, and it's as if you said that Kikizeh Osra like a Korbin. Here it's not a Yad, you finished off the whole Lashin. You said, Olai, Kikor, you said Kikizeh Olai. Just you said a Lashin of Koinem, Koinuch, Koinus, that's a Kinuyay for a Korbin. What about a person says cherek, cherech, cheref, is aray elu kinuyim lecherem? That's as if you said, kik is there also alai, kecherem. So you said, these lashonos of cherek, cheref, cheref, that's a kinu for cherem. What about you say a lashon of nozik, noziach, poziach, is aray elu kinuyim lenezirus? This is a kinu, if you say haray alai, liyos, nozik, or noziach, you become a nozir. What about somebody says, Shavusa, that I will not eat this bread, or else Shakuka is neither b'moy, or else somebody says I make a neder in Moshe Rabbeinu. Moy means a nickname from Moshe Rabbeinu. Harei elu kinuyim l'shvua. These are called nicknames for a shvua. These are called kinuyim. That these names also have a halacha like either for a korban or for a nazir or for a shvua. Now the Gemara explains, Itma, we learned like this, the Ram wrote this down before, Kinuyim. What's the loch of a kinu, a nickname, a substitute? Rabbi Yechon and Noma, Loshin Umasein. These Lashonis, the Mishnah says, it's like English, it's Spanish, it's a Goyish language. And then the Ram asked, what's the Chiddush then? We know Nedarim is Nemru B'chol Loshin, so Pshiti can make a Neder in English. So the Ram explained that the Chiddush is, these Lashonis are slang. It's not complete English, it's a slang language. So the Chiddush is, even a slang language is also good. That's Rabbi Yechon and Shita. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish shayim eno loshen shebodu lehem chachomim liyos neidavoy. The chachomim made up that before a person makes a neder, we want you to use this loshen. Don't say harei kikazeh also like a korban, like we'll soon see, because we're afraid you'll say Hashem's name labatola, but rather say kikazeh also like kecherek. So the chachomim made up to use these loshenes. And the Ran explained it's still awesome in the Yiraisa, because what's the hope shot of any language? America, English, we have a language. What does it mean? It's haskama b'cholev, that everybody made up when you say these words, that's what it means. That's what a language is. A language is what people make up, that this word means something, it means something. So what did the chum have a right to make up a lashon? The chum made up these words, that when somebody says the word cherek, or cheref, or cheref, these are lashonis for carbon. So Ron explained this also, midiraisa. Just the chum have a right to make up these words, and since now everybody agrees that these are the substitutes for a korban, or for a shvua, or for a nazir, so midiraisa didina machal. That's what Shlokesh Asmara. And it brings a right, the chayin away, the apostle says, the malachim, ba'achodesh shabodim libay. The month that the chum made up, that lashon bodo, the chum made up this, made it up. Now, the time of my kin rabboni kinuyin, according to Rosh Lakish, why did the Chum have to make up a new language? Why did they make a new substitute to use when you want to make a neder? What's wrong with saying kik is there also like a korban? The reason is, the lelema korban, they don't want people to say this bread should be like a korban. For the Gemara, what's wrong? The lelema korban, say it, what's wrong? So the Gemara, do mom a korban lashem. Maybe you'll say the word kik is there also like a korban lashem. For the Gemara, also the lelema, what's wrong? It's a pasuk. The lelema korban lashem. So Gemara says, the chashash is, Dilma Omer Lashem. Maybe you'll end up just saying Lashem, this kikah should be to Hashem, for lo yom ha-korban, and you won't say the word korban. V'kor mafik shem shemayim levatola. That's saying a shem shemayim levatola. That's trying to Rosh Lakish, that the Chomim did not want you to make a neder with the lashon of a korban, therefore they had to make kinuyim, substitutes, that you should not come to say Hashem's name levatola. V'tanyi will learn also a gedda like this. Rabbi Shimon says, Minayin, how do we know?